Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Looking for a tasty snack you can enjoy at home, at work, or on the go? Try Ghoul's Gruel. Looking for a moisturizer that will leave your face clear and smooth? Try Ghoul's Gruel. Looking for something to lubricate the gears in an engine? Try Ghoul's Gruel. Looking for an industrial solvent that can dissolve concrete? Try Ghoul's Gruel. Looking for a fun liquid for kids to splash around in? Try Ghoul's Gruel.
Soil, oil, bring it to the boil. It's Ghoul's Gruel.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers! Yes! Welcome back, folks. It's your favourite team, the Happy Boys.
Yeah,
all back together and feeling funky. Let's go around and give us your facts. Adam Megiddo, hi.
Hi, I'm Adam Megiddo and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the high-vis tower in the Rodney Marsh. Eric Sanguinius, what can I tell you about him that you don't already know? Some people have flat feet.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I do. Very flat.
Wow.
Eric has flat hands. It means he is bad at piano, but good at mime.
He can do a hell of a glass wall.
Really good glass wall.
Wow.
Really good.
I'm now trying to see if Adam Megiddo has flat hands.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
I don't think anyone would have
fun. Our listeners will never know. But you decide.
No, I don't think
good hands.
They look, very good mime. Adam's miming.
I just saw some
Thank you.
And Adam can play the piano very well.
Well, you know, so is life imitating art or is it just a farce?
Oh, hello. I'm Ellie and I play Ghoul, the 5-inch tall campestri from the forest.
Mm.
And little something about Ghoul is that he... over the years has, whenever the campestri killed people, they would rob them as well. Classic campestri behavior. And he's buried over 1,000 gold pieces around the forest, but forgot where he buried them and even forgot that he buried them. So it's not just that he forgot where, it's like the recollection of ever doing it has left his
mind. So they're individual pieces as well?
No, they're in like little pouches. So yeah. You go digging around the forest, you might find a lot of...
So he buries them and then sometimes presumably stumbles across one and goes, wow, I found some gold.
And then buries it
then
again.
Then buries it.
And then forgets. I don't know why.
Maybe he's
Scatter caching.
Squirrels do it.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, because squirrels always forget where they bury their nuts. That's the thing, isn't it?
They just make sure they cover enough area to always find something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris Leask.
Hello, my name is Chris Leask and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And as we've learned, Glubrick doesn't have the best sense of direction or kind of like sense of anything, really. And so what he's been doing is, I don't think any of the other Happy Boys know, but from the first layer, he has been leaving like a sort of breadcrumb
of pitches on the journey, so that if ever they get lost or need to go back, they can just follow the trail all the way back.
Of pictures?
Of pictures. Well, yeah, because he hasn't got breadcrumbs.
So he's been like scratching pictures into
things. Yeah, there's one on Gooch as well. Like, he just quickly like drew a picture on Gooch so he can find his way back. Yeah,
Gooch,
yeah.
Drawing pictures on living people who move around.
Not just people. yeah.
What he's been doing is scarring individuals and then sending them into the world.
And stones, those kind of things. Yeah, so he can find his way back if he ever needs to get home.
Very nice. What pictures?
Dicks.
I'm glad I asked. Henry Shields. Very good.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder. Human ranger, bed wetter, moonlit mystic, all in better. Henley always bets all in when playing poker.
Let's rewind to bedwetter.
Oh, that's just slipped in there. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, you could look
still
at him and know. Possibly. Mm. Don't know about still. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, he's currently in a desert, so maybe he's, you know, it's like being in a big litter box, isn't it? He's just going into the asleep in the desert. Oh, anyway, whenever he plays poker, he will always bet all in, no matter what cards, no matter what hand. The first hand he's dealt, he will go all in, just because he's seduced by the power of that move.
Oh,
and the coolness of betting all in is too much for him.
How often does it work out?
Well, he did it once and it worked because everyone else folded. He did it again and everyone else folded and it worked. And then third time, everyone saw what he was doing. And from then on, he's never won a single game of poker in his life. And the word spread around the forest and he just can't help himself.
Oh,
bless him.
Oh, mate.
Bless him. But he still does it. He hasn't learned.
Yeah, well, he did. There was one episode of this where we had a gambling thing with an orc, didn't
we?
Yeah. And he didn't bet all in. Because of the peer pressure of the Happy Boys, but my God, he was tempted.
Well, shall we go all in on the next episode of Hell or High Rollin'?
Yay!
Happy Boys, you are asleep on the sand, and you woke up. You were woken up, in fact, by a giant eye. And before I give you the description of what's happening, and I don't want to undercut the drama, but Henley, can you roll me a constitution saving throw?
Oh. Very bad. 7.
Yeah, when you're asleep, you wet yourself.
Ah. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. As I said, he's in a giant litter tray.
Yeah.
Goes into the sand and he looks
into the sand of screaming souls. Yep. Yeah.
Feel a little guilty about that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's relief for them. They've been baking in the sun.
That's true.
Yeah, what's a bit of piss,
Yeah.
Maybe we should all be pissing on the sand.
Yeah. Henley's done a good deed there.
Yeah. Well, I've narratively scuppered myself because now's not the time. It's drama. Drama's happening now, all right? So the sand moves beneath your feet and you scramble to the side to escape whatever horror awaits below. Soon the mountain of sand shifts and rises from the ground, and towers of sand cascade down from this moving colossus. They cascade down like a waterfall, and a vast shadow is cast across you. Soon you see another eye with a nose and a mouth, and you are staring at the head of a giant. The giant is buried in the sand, all the way up to its neck. And you notice what appears to be a sort of tattoo in a huge shape of a sea over one of its eyes.
Oh.
Whoa.
So it's like it's standing up in the sand.
Yeah, and it's buried up to its neck.
That's
that
so
big.
So just to be clear, we set up camp on someone's face.
You set it up on his face, yeah.
Oh, that's...
And you pissed on his face.
Yeah, on his face.
This is not a good start.
No,
this is not how to make friends.
Sweetface the baby devourer would have loved this. Asleep on someone's face.
Can I make an arcana check to know anything about this bizarre situation?
You absolutely can.
I'm going to use a new die gifted to me by... someone in America. And I rolled low on their die, but I thank them for it nonetheless. My total is 9.
9. Yeah, you are able to tell from your 9, not a huge amount, but this is a colossus. It's a mighty, mighty beast. And you know that this colossus is magically bound into the sand.
I impart this information to the other Happy Boys.
What is a colossus?
It's a very, very big... thing.
Thank God you were here, Eric, or we never would have figured it out. So what we know is this thing is a big thing.
No, yes, this big thing
Is it a big thing? It is a very big thing. Is there more big things under the sand, do you think?
I don't know. That sounded a lot more sexual than I meant.
I didn't mean that.
I don't think it did sound at all.
I think you made it sexual, though.
Yeah, his dick. No, fine.
Just the word big things, and you were like, well, it obviously means a dick.
Chris is on one today. What pictures does he draw? Dicks?
Yeah, this is
like... I didn't plan that. It just came out.
I don't know, man. I think you planned it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe we should ask him who he is.
Yes. Mr. Sandman.
Bring me a dream.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, in the distance, you hear the Sailor Boys burst into a chorus of Mr. Sandman. But they're far away, but you can hear them across the plains. But the giant response.
Hello, happy boy.
Oh. Are we, like, shaking? Because as his face is talking, we're just, like, wobbling around
in his face.
Yeah,
like, being blown around by the breath.
Holding onto an eyelash.
Yeah.
Are we still on
No, you're on the ground. The head has come up. The mouth has breached the sand. You guys have, like, slid off its face.
Yeah.
And it's just upright head in the sand.
So he was kind of lying with his head tilted, and now it's upright and we've fallen off.
Yeah.
Great. We did not mean to wake you, giant of the sands.
That's quite all right, happy boys.
He knows who we are.
A reputation precedes us.
It's not a good reputation.
Oh.
You have been causing chaos.
Well, there's only one thing worse than being talked about. Well, actually, there are several things worse. Genocide is worse. Forget I said that.
Who are you?
I'm Eric Sanguinius.
No, Eric.
Sorry, I got confused.
Oh, that's so silly.
No, who are you? And Ghoul gestures to the big face.
My name is Shansuri. I am the son of her.
And he looks over to the mountain where the Countess is petrified.
Oh, my days.
The Countess's son.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, the former archdevil of the lair.
So we know that Asmodeus killed the Countess, petrified her into a mountain, and then what, he trapped her son in the sand? Is that what we're saying here?
Yes, as punishment.
Oh my god.
I have been trapped in the sand to live and burn for eternity.
Oh. Would you like us to piss on you?
It might.
I would not enjoy that.
Okay.
No.
I don't mean to burst your bubbles. But I would not enjoy piss face Sansuri.
Fair enough.
Why can't you, like, you're a big powerful giant thing. Why can't you just, like, pull yourself out?
I am bound by these chains.
And the ground, like, all around you, like a kind of, like, four-pronged spider web. Huge chains just like pull taut. And these are like massive, massive metal chains, but they are like swirling with different colours of arcane energy. And the chains all meet on a collar round his neck.
Oh, man.
Whoa, how long have you been here?
At last count, over 2,000 years.
Whoa.
That's a long time. Real long time to be inside.
I know it.
Yeah.
It sure such a long time.
You seem like you still got a sense of humour.
I try my best. You know, I occasionally write some stand-up comedy routines.
Do some.
What do you call a giant buried in the sand?
I don't know.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, okay.
That's good.
That's the first time I've had an audience.
This is lovely.
Great.
If we were to somehow try and set you free, what would you do?
I would absolutely smash the head in of Commander Girl.
Ooh,
I seek my revenge.
Whoa.
Do you have any information as to how you might be freed?
The chains can be broken.
Can they?
One is a chain of strength.
Ooh.
One is a chain of cruelty.
Ooh.
One is a chain of suffering. And the other is a chain of sacrifice.
So there's not just like, you know, I don't know, like
a big red button.
A big red button or something, yeah, just something we can just press that will release it. Do we have to like sacrifice something?
Would be dramatically shit.
It would, yeah.
If it was that. These are four chains that require
strength, cruelty, suffering, etc. If there was a button, it'd be rubbish.
Guys!
You don't think I would press the button? You think I would stay here? If there's a button to press, I would press the button.
You're just ahead. Like, I don't think...
I could hit them with my nose.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, come on.
Do you have a body under there?
There's a rather large one.
Oh.
Do your feet go through into the next layer down?
Can we climb down?
If we get down there, we'll be able to look up and see some toes.
Yeah, little paddly feet.
That'd be fun.
I have, you know, some people have flat hands. I actually have flat feet.
Oh no.
Yes.
Don't mock me. I'm not the one in the chains.
Well, should we get him out? Well, excuse me, we're just going to have a little huddle over here?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he's charming. Very charming.
Very charming.
But we must do our best to rescue this Colossus from his terrible torment.
Indeed, and then he will kill Commander Girl for us.
Well, that will be a happy byproduct of a man's rescue.
And we will then throw another layer into turmoil. Is that a problem?
I think the trail of chaos we have left behind us is no longer our concern. Yeah. We forge ahead only.
Yeah, no, I agree as well. Excuse me.
Yes,
what was
yes,
your
yes.
name again?
Sansuri.
Sansuri?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Sansuri.
Well, no, I did not expect you to get that first time.
No.
Well, very good. Very
I won't remember it in the next 5 seconds.
Maybe to write it down.
Yeah, no, I should, yeah. Let me just do that.
Sansuri, you want to kill Commander Girl, but is it not Asmodeus who should be the target of your revenge?
Asmodeus is too powerful. But Commander Girl was forced here, forced to be the archdevil of this lair. And for her to be here, that is why my mother is dead.
Oh.
You want to take out your revenge for Asmodeus' deeds upon his daughter? Is that not, you know...
Blood will meet blood.
Yeah. Never. Sansuri, if you become the, you know, in charge of this lair and all that kind of stuff, will you let us go through the portal?
You wish to go to the next lair?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard about us, but we're kind of making our way through the lair.
Yes,
got a bit
yes,
of reputation.
Yes. Of course, that is a small price to pay for my freedoms.
Great.
What, are there any more of you?
I am the last of the Colossi.
Oh.
Glubrick, what is your armor class?
18.
18. You are hit with a jet of bursting fire, and you take 14 damage.
Jeez!
And you all turn to see these three crouched figures stood on top of a dune, and Sansuri turns to you and says,
"The gods have returned. The gods are here. Run, little ones. Save yourselves."
No, we do not know how to free you yet.
You will not be able to free me if you are dead.
Henley, you are hit with a jet of fire.
Ooh.
And you take 15 damage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Got 19.
Come, let us go together.
Ghoul's yeah. going
to
cast...
No, together, my cat. I'm talking to my cat.
Very good.
Maybe run around like we'll run around the other side of the face
yeah.
so we can hide behind the face.
Yeah, we are in a big, flat, empty desert. It's going to be hard to...
No, there's like dunes and stuff around.
Okay,
like, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Your classic dunes.
But there's a giant face. We'll just go around the other side of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so as soon as they attack me and I get hit, I'm going to turn around and start digging a hole.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try and just make sure that they always stay the other side of the hole. So if they try and get me, I'm just going to be like stepping around it.
I don't think this is going to work twice, Glubrick.
It didn't work once. Glubrick, they're going to shoot fire at us over the hole.
Let's run!
Okay, fine. I'll throw a javelin at one of them.
Great, so you're launching a javelin at one of these figures.
Mm-hmm.
Great, roll me for attack.
A 20, not natural.
20, yeah. Your javelin thuds into one of these figures, and it's got this big, bright silver armor on. It looks pretty hefty.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the javelin almost didn't go in, but it did go in. It hit them, but almost didn't.
Oh, what is
it's a clue, Chris. I'm giving you a clue to its armor class.
And dig a hole?
You're digging a hole, yeah. So you've stopped digging a hole, you've thrown a javelin, right? The javelin, roll me for damage.
Wee! Seven.
Seven, yeah.
No. 10.
Did you decide that? Or
I didn't like... No. It was... I just didn't realise it was so high. So I...
Okay, great. So yeah, you do 10 damage and this thing just grabs the spear from its shoulder and it just snaps it off and just lets out like a mighty, mighty roar. And are you guys fighting or running? What are you...
Having seen...
Digging a hole?
Having seen this... No, I'm not digging a hole anymore. Having seen this, I turn to the other guys and go, okay, I think they're really fucking strong. I think we should go hide somewhere. Get a dune.
Yeah, ghouls already. Ran around the corner with Kelvis, I think.
Ghouls just made it out of there.
He's out.
Yeah, nice.
We're totally running.
Yeah.
Great.
Right, so it was just me.
So yeah
I run.
So Henry, Dawn, Eric ran, and you were like, I got this guy.
Turn around, they're all gone.
Turn around to tell us to run away, and we're just in the distance.
Yeah, you're sprinting away.
So I start running after them, yeah.
Great, and so as you flee, you notice there's a shift in sand in a nearby dune, and this weird black square opens up in the dune, and it looks like there's a hidden doorway in the dune that opens, and in the mouth of the door is a small lemur.
Oh.
And it waves and shouts over to you, come this way quickly.
All right. I'm behind you.
Okay, yeah, I mean there's nowhere else to go.
Any port in a sandstorm.
Nice. <You know?
laughs> Very nice.
So you guys running into
running the door.
Yeah,
great. And so leaving Sansuri behind to his fate, you run, and the wind kind of whistles past you as you scramble into the tunnel, and the door slams shut. And for a moment, there is darkness and there is silence, and the creature, little lemur, sparks up a torch. And you realize, as light kind of skitters around, that you are in a vast underground cavern, very similar to the kind of worm tunnels that you were in the betrayal way. And as the light spreads around the chamber, you see there are dozens of other lemurs, all huddled together, their thin arms anxiously clutching at spears. And upon each of their chests, and they wear like different jewelry and crests, and it's carved into their clothes, is the same giant C-shape tattoo you saw over the giant's eye. And they're all bearing the crest of this giant.
Oh, your friends with the giant.
Oh yeah, we're friends. Sansuri, yeah, you met him.
Yeah.
Nice guy, great stand-up comedy.
Oh wow,
yeah.
You guys are very articulate. I thought lemurs were all just sort of mindless goo.
Yeah, that's what they'd have you believe. Oh. But we're not on Avernus. We're not fighting in the war.
Ah, I see.
And again, for the sake of narrative, it's easier if you can understand me.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well met, friends. We are the happy boys. Sphere
us!
And they all are genuinely terrified. Oh, wow. Their little
spears
are shaking.
It actually worked.
Yeah.
And Ghoul's like nudging Eric. Yeah. It worked.
Don't touch me.
Oh, Eric killed Eric. 66 damage.
No. Nudging. Air nudging.
Air nudge.
What's your name?
My name is Winthrop.
What are all of your names?
How many are there?
Winthrop was given to us by Maria Adamite.
Oh, thank you.
Great name.
The other names are... this is Picard. This is Salazar. This is Copchus. And over there you got Peck.
What about those seven people over there?
That's Bovine. Yes. That's Truncula. That's Dan, Paul, Mark, and that's Bovine's brother, Sheep.
No. Very well, man. It's good to meet you all. I take out a quill and ink and paper, and I say, let me get those down properly. What? Go through them again, please.
And then he says, Truncula, and Bovine, and then it fades out.
What? Do you have valet? And he, Ghoul just hands the little turtle bell.
Oh, like to Winthrop?
Yeah, to Winthrop.
To bark up.
And he sort of takes the bell, and he's just like, what is this?
Do you do valet?
Valet, as in parking?
Yeah, you know.
And he looks down at the turtle, and he's like, sure. And then he just like, the turtle walks off with another lemur into the tunnels.
Kelvis.
No, you immediately
that's like the point of
immediately upset by him.
Suddenly Ghoul regrets it.
Where are you taking him?
Well, it appears that we owe you a debt of gratitude for opening your portals to us.
Oh, we've been hiding from the guards for centuries.
Centuries. Whoa. You've been hiding for centuries from the sentries. What is this place? Tell us about it.
Welcome to the Resistance.
members of the resistance. That's it.
No, you're not members. It's pretty assertive.
We are friends of the resistance.
Yes.
That's a good ring to it.
Yeah.
And you live in these tunnels. Are these purple worm tunnels?
They are.
We know all about purple worm tunnels.
Oh, nice. You've been in them?
We've been in them for ages. We've been going around purple worm tunnels.
We use this network of tunnels to facilitate the resistance against Commander Girl.
What do you do?
To be honest, not much. You see, this is what we're working with. And he points to like the group, you know, Bovine and Picard.
Mm.
And they're all like literally shaking, holding their spears. Absolutely terrified creatures, not very strong.
Where do they need training?
Montage. In a montage.
Yeah.
And he says to you guys, like, yeah, we've got a resistance against Commander Girl. We're loyal to the Countess. She was the archdevil from before. And we've been trying to free her son, Sensuri, from the sands. But every time we try and get close and make an assault, the guards or the sentries, they slaughter us.
And do you know how to release him from his chains?
We only know that he's bound by the four chains.
Strength, cruelty...
The other two.
The others. Strength, cruelty, chain of fools.
Sacrifice?
Of command.
Sacrifice. Oh, yeah. What?
Chain of strength, cruelty, suffering, and sacrifice. We've never been close enough to get to the chains, and even when we do, none of us will be powerful enough to break them.
But what? Yeah. Well, then why do you persist with this madness?
Because we have to try.
We have to try something.
We can't live like this. We can't live huddled in the tunnels, scared for eternity. And, you know, Sensuri is a good guy. You know, he's a nice guy.
He was really nice.
He's lovely. If you were buried in the sand for, you know, a couple of thousand years.
You'd be a bit grumpy.
You'd be a bit upset, wouldn't you?
But he wasn't.
No, he did tell you some of his jokes.
He told me one joke, yeah.
Yeah, you like it?
It was nice.
It's not bad to pop out a zinger straight off the bat like that, is it? Yeah.
So that was the DM.
Yeah. No, it's me, Winthrop.
I think we can all agree the Colossus has a good tight five.
Yeah.
But how do we break those chains? If we were to help you, for example, speaking hypothetically for one moment, and reach the chains with you, how would we break them?
You would help us. You even hypothetically, you would help us. The saviors are here! Oh. And the lemures cheer and like rattle like cut plates, and they're just like, yeah!
I think I'd quite like to be the savior.
Oh yeah, Ghoul just turns to this. Eric. Yeah,
can we be saviors, Eric? Can we? Can we be saviors?
Yes, Ghoul, I can. And I say, I open my arms and I say, behold, I am Eric Sanguinius, your savior.
Roll me a performance check.
Which dice shall I use? Shall I use the new one?
Yeah, do it.
Better use it, haven't I?
Needs to redeem itself.
I need to be helped out by my currently anonymous American friend. Oh, thank you. That was a 19.
Ooh.
I rolled a 19. Well, hang on. What am I doing? A performance check. Well, plus zero because, you know, he's an amateur. 19.
Straight 19. Yeah, they all applaud. And I believe, I mean, I don't want to put this on you, Adam, but this feels like the first time Eric has ever got a genuine round of applause for...
Yeah, probably. This definitely appeals to him.
Mm.
Yeah. And they're clapping and they're absolutely delighted that the saviour has come and their leader has stepped forward.
We shall rescue this Colossus from his bindings. We are the happy boys and we are feared throughout hell.
Winthrop says to you, Commander Girl promises all of us lemures that if we race with her and we win, that we'll be set free and that our souls will be returned to our bodies. But she lies. When they win the race, she just sends them through the portal back to Avernus. And so we've managed to steal away and hide, but we're not powerful enough to do anything. But now that the saviors are here...
So if we won the race...
Rewind a bit. Yeah, so...
It was all a scam. We would have gone straight back to the first layer.
Yeah, you can't trust a devil.
Looks like a giant snake in Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, no.
Just takes us straight back to the start. That's outrageous.
This would have been a big fucking snake for you guys.
Oh, thank God we're so shit at racing.
But also, you'd have never have won anyway. She has control over the layer. She can make sand dunes appear out of nowhere. She can create sinkholes to drive your car in. She can control the purple worms. Have you seen the demented one? I mean, who's going to beat that?
Yeah.
The happy boys are.
That's the kind of language I like. That seemed intense. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. You've got the happy boys on the case. We're going to break those chains and rescue your Colossus God leader.
Yeah!
Who are those three guys or gals outside?
They're guards. There's dozens of them. They've only sent three because they sort of do a patrol every now and again, but they have reinforcements, they have backup. And
what manner of creature be they?
What?
What manner of creature be they?
Are you some sort of hero or something?
Yeah, you know, I'm a savior. Yeah.
are you a folk hero?
Yes, I am. I'm a folk hero.
Oh well, yeah, you talk like a folk. Guys, he's a folk hero, and they all cheer.
Yeah.
Those creatures, they're like dark angels. They're called cambions. Why are you laughing?
No, it's just...
You think it's funny the way I said
it?
No, cambion?
The way you said it. Yeah, it was nice.
Cambion.
Cambion.
Yeah,
cambion.
Yeah, cambion.
And, they are fiends?
Half fiend, half humanoid.
Well, I have a favoured enemy, and that is fiends.
Oh. Convenient for
it's
hell.
It's taken me a bloody long time to look at this part of my character sheet, but yes. As well as being an expert in deserts, I also have one of my favourite enemies is fiends, meaning that I have an advantage on survival checks to track them.
This is good news indeed.
And on intelligence checks to recall information about them.
Mm. Oh, you want to roll intelligence checks, see what you can recall about a cambion?
I do.
Nice.
Intelligence. Oh, I'm really stupid. It's okay. 16.
16, yeah, okay. You are, you're able to tell that cambions are fiendish creatures. They have sort of quite high dexterity, very stealthy. They are resistant to any kind of non-magical damage.
Ooh.
Winthrop, how many of you are there?
How many?
Be there, how many of thee?
Yeah, this guy's a hero, yeah! There are hundreds of us all spread out through the tunnels.
Hundreds of you, Glubrick. Do you think you can teach hundreds of them how to fight?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you teach anyone how to fight?
I can, yeah.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to give you sass. You hit
You're
save
not
us,
come
I'm sorry.
To class anymore.
What? No, I'm the leader, no, man. I'm the leader.
I'll slowly close an imaginary door. You're like, no, you're late for the class, you can't come in.
And he slowly opens it. He's like, come on, man.
Oh, damn. No, you're smart. You're smart. You're in the class.
Yes.
And yes, I spend 3 days teaching them.
3 days. You know, you're in a race.
You're in a race. Glubrick, come on.
It's a marathon, but like, we're on like 15 episodes of this race. And you want to spend 3 days in one episode training?
Fine. I'll spend an hour.
Yeah. No, you can spend 3 days. I'm just mocking you.
No, I think that is too much. I wouldn't spend 3 days in this fucking hole.
Yeah.
Okay, no, and I get to training everyone.
Okay, great. Roll me a training roll.
What is that then?
Oh, I think we're going to find out.
Oh, my, that's a natural one.
Whatever the role was, you're absolutely terrible. And basically we cut to like 3 or 4 hours later and Winthrop has just stood next to you. He's like, are you sure you know what you're doing?
50 guards, they're all dead. Yeah.
You've just slaughtered half my men.
No, I didn't slaughter them. They slaughtered each other. Okay,
you just launched into combat with them, went into rage and just absolutely battered it. You don't remember that, do you?
No, it's best to learn on the job.
How are they going to learn? They're dead.
No.
Oh, you've just killed.
Lubric's having a rage relapse. You're
you've just
back.
Killed like 50 Lemures.
I
you're supposed to be helping us. Okay. The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Put the axe down.
Glubrick. Okay, everyone calm down. Glubrick. Well done.
you've
outdone yourself here. Thank you so much.
I've killed 50.
No, are you going? Walk it off, Glubrick.
Yeah, and I just walk out the front door, bold.
You're just walking out into the sand?
Well, I'm just going to sit outside, yeah.
I was just sitting on a gym.
Yeah, because I supposedly I've just murdered.
Yeah, you've just killed 50 Lemures.
And now the other 50 are like psychologically damaged as well.
Yeah, and if you go into battle with them, they're going to have like to roll for PTSD.
Oh,
combat with Glubrick.
What happens to them after they die? Do they become grains of sand?
Do they?
Yeah,
really?
They become grains of sand on the layer. So just the chamber is just filled with screaming sand.
Oh, no!
Days. Yeah, I'm going to go outside and sit this one out.
With more screaming sand.
I relapsed there. That was a moment where...
Yeah, I think natural one, you just went into rage and just absolutely smashed the place
up.
Wow,
and I don't remember it at all.
No, you just screamed, come at me, and and just slaughtered 50 of them.
My day.
Winthrop is livid, and he pulls Henley and Ghoul and Eric aside, and he's just like, your friend there is a fucking liability. All right, I gave you sanctuary. I brought you in here. I brought you in on the plans. What's wrong with you? I thought you were heroes, saviors. You got one of your boys slaughtering all of my guys?
But Winthrop... Look how much your men have improved in the last hour.
And you look over to the Lemures. And
they've had to fight for their lives.
Yeah, and there's just like the place is covered in screaming sand and the others are just like crying, clutching their spears and are just like terrified of fighting.
Oh, also, to be fair, not everything works all the time.
That's wise. That's wise.
Sometimes you give something a go
and it doesn't work out. And that's what's happened here.
It's a lesson in itself. That's the lesson they learned. It's not the lesson we sought to teach them, but it's the one they got.
What a horrible lesson.
Well, we are the happy boys. Yeah. Now, let us rescue a giant.
Yes, let's go and do that. Maybe leave these useless, mentally broken lemurs behind.
And yeah, Winthrop. So you're just leaving them there.
Well, I don't know how much use they're going
to
be.
We don't want to hurt them anymore.
No, they could cause maybe a big distraction and
maybe
take the guards away because they know how to access the tunnels. Mm. So they could run out. Take the guards away and we can get to the chains.
I like it. Mm. I like it.
How many guards are there?
There are only three, but they are, Winthrop has told you that they can call reinforcements.
Okay.
Winthrop, this is our plan. And I tell him that you are to create a diversion and all of you run away and lure the guards away from the giant. We shall break the Colossus free from his chains.
You think you can do it? You think you can break the chains?
Really? Winthrop, I know we can do it.
And Winthrop just looks at you and he's got a tear in his eye. And he just turns to the rest of the chamber. And he's like, Lemurs, form up! And they all get into like a kind of ragtag military line. And they're trying really, really hard. The happy boys have a plan. And we're going to help them to free Sansuri. To the death! And then they all scream, to the death! And they just like start running out of the door.
As they come out, I think Glubrick has gone outside and to punish himself has also buried himself up to his head in the sand outside. And is just like, no, I'll stay here. I should be punished.
How is that possible?
Well, I think one could do it. You dig a hole, you get in it, and then you just keep pulling it and then use your lips for the rest to do it around. Or maybe he's done it and he's still got his arms out.
So yeah, I think his arms would still be out.
It's just up to his waist. He was like, no, I'll stay here forever.
Sure. And loads of lemurs run past you into the dunes, screaming and shouting and drawing the attention of the guards.
Before we run out, Ghoul picks up Kelvis from the valet service. Did you have a nice time, buddy? Let's go free a giant.
Good. Now is the time. We will make our way to the chains. Glubrick, what have you done? Come on. Stop.
I'm punishing myself.
Punishing yourself? You look like you're in a fucking Samuel Beckett play. Come on. Come with us now. Dig him out. We've got to dig him out.
Get out, Glubrick. Come on.
Okay, I just very easily get out.
Get out. Fine.
Sorry about murdering 50 people.
To be honest, we needed to keep you occupied.
Now, let's all of us take a lesson from them at hiding in the dunes and adopt a slight crouch.
Yes.
And we, crouching, you know, yeah, sneak.
And nice. You're approaching the, you're heading to like the giants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The collar. Yeah, great. Yeah. So across the dunes, you hear the kind of screams of the lemurs as they charge these three guards. And you can hear the distant sounds of fighting. What you can see is lemurs are falling by the dozen, but they are just throwing themselves at these guards endlessly. You can hear Winthrop calling out orders, more lemurs that come from different parts of the dunes and are coming from all tunnels from all over. And you see the lemurs start to gain the upper hand.
Ooh.
And one of the guards has like a kind of like a conch shell and Ooh. Just blows on it and it's like an alarm. They're calling for reinforcements. So the battle is raging. The guards are distracted. You can make it to Sansuri's head.
Okay.
Unimpeded.
Nice. All right. Hi again.
Hello.
We're here to rescue you.
Oh, fantastic. Let's do this.
Okay, let's pick a chain and start.
Let us start with strength.
Lubrick?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, so I go over to the neck and I'm just like, okay, come on, Glubrick, we've got to do this. You can't murder 50 people and then not be able to pull a chain off. Come on, mate, you've got this. And then I pull it as hard as I can. And what happens?
And are you going into rage or are you staying as...
I don't think he would go into rage now.
Not after that.
Whatever happened in there, okay. I don't think he would.
So you're trying to like break the chain with brute strength.
Yeah.
Great, roll me an athletics check.
Oh...
Oh my God, it's a natural one.
Another natural one.
You kill 50 more lemurs.
No. Actually, yeah, let's say that. You don't kill 50 lemurs, but you go into rage, you hear a battle in the distance, and you just roar and you run towards the battle.
No, he's pulped out.
Days. Yeah, so he runs off.
So you're running off to the battle, drawing his axe. You just see Glubrick pounding across the sand, screaming, because he's in a frenzy.
I turn to the others and I say, Perhaps we should put him on administrative duties.
Perhaps we should put him on a leash.
Something. We must undertake this challenge of strength ourselves.
All right.
Do we just pull on it?
Well, I mean, perhaps it doesn't need to be physical strength. What about strength of mind or strength of character?
Strength of character, yes.
Yes.
Yes. How do we show a chain that we have strength of character?
Very good question, Gould. Something like this. And I walk over to the chain and I put my hands on the chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I say, chain. I am not a good man. I have raised the dead and enslaved them to my service, not respecting their souls and the freedom that they need. But I am willing to change. I wait.
Roll me a performance check, but with advantage.
Okay, I need that.
Good.
Gonna need that. 19.
19, that yeah. Nice. As you are concentrating on the strength of character, you start to feel the kind of arcane power of the chain flow into you, and you become one with the chain. And it hasn't broken, but it is starting to, the metal is starting to break.
Join me. Oh, wow. Join me. Oh, no.
Chain. I walk up to the chain. I am a lowly mushroom. I wish for power and grandeur, but really, I am just deeply insecure.
And the chain starts to buckle even further.
Oh, and Henley walks over to the chain and puts his hands on it and says, chain, I am a hero. A true hero.
A chain starts to form back together.
But, I am also strong enough to admit I'm a bedwetter. Oh. It's a problem that has plagued me all my life, and it goes to show that no matter how great I am, I have my flaws.
You're going to have to prove it, Henley. You're going to have to prove it. Wet yourself here and now.
Just even the word wet yourself has triggered him, and he's got gushing forth.
Oh, Hen! Oh, my God. And it's because you've got the towel on your head still.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's peeing everywhere, and he's just screaming, it's nothing to be ashamed of! Yeah. It's nothing to be ashamed of! I'm not scared anymore, Dad!
There it is!
I learned to wash my own bed sheets when I was four, Dad!
Oh, and with a mighty cataclysmic shatter, the first chain breaks. And it was the strength of truth that broke that chain. Jeez. And Sansuri turns his head, and it is the first time in 2,000 years that anyone has ever managed to even do anything remotely like this. One chain from this colossus has broken. And he looks at you and he's just like,
happy boys, you can do this. You can do this.
Meanwhile, Glubrick has turned the tide of the battle. At last, like, the Lemures are just like, oh my God, this guy has turned up and is absolutely raging. I'm just going to give you one round of combat.
Let's do it. So what's in front of me? What's around me? Who do you want me to kill?
So you're on top of the sand dunes. So roll me a d20 to see if you attack the Lemures or the Cambians.
That's no. Oh my God.
No. What are the chances of that? It's a natural one.
You kill another 50 Lemures.
No.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Three in a row.
Like what is that?
That's crazy.
I think we might have to stop the podcast. Chris is short circuited.
Getting rid of this dice. Yeah. That's cursed.
That is cursed.
Here you go. Here, whoa. Have this one. This one was a gift from an anonymous American.
Okay, great. Well, it's a natural one, though.
Yep, so
natural one lease.
Absolutely, just smash through the Lemure ranks. Guard reinforcements turn up, and we cut back to the three of you.
Glubrick's having a breakdown.
He's like I say, you have to keep him occupied.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Glubrick's really taking a lot of steps backwards. He'd make such progress.
Yeah, we're going to pay for that later.
Yeah.
Okay, what's right. The next one?
The next chain. Which one is it?
You've got cruelty, sacrifice, or suffering.
Oh, cruelty.
Yeah.
Okay. Chain of cruelty. Okay.
You worthless chain! You're a fucking baby! You've never been good enough for anyone! You think you can hold a neck with a bit of metal? Well, you can't! You're nothing! I've seen ropes made of string that hold things better than you!
Nice! Okay, roll me an intimidation check with advantage.
18.
18, ooh. Yeah, nice. And this chain is sort of, the arcane energy of this chain is red. And it starts to, you see the chain as you're insulting and being cruel to the chain, it starts to buckle and bend.
Ooh, guys, guys!
Yes, you pig. you call yourself a chain, but you're not, you're just a series of links.
You're the weak link chain, yeah.
Yeah, you're weakling.
Weakling, chink,
like,
Cool, take it over.
The chain is starting to reform.
No, cool.
You stupid motherfucker. I could boil you. I want to melt you down and turn you into something useful. Anything would be more useful than you fucking chain.
For God's sake, Henley, we've got to be crueler. You must be crueler. Find a way to be crueler, you piece of shit.
Shoot Eric with an arrow.
Roll me an attack roll.
To 22.
Whoa. Yeah, that's got to hit. Roll for damage.
It's got to hurt.
That's 12.
12 damage to Eric. And yeah, the chain carries on under the tirade of Ghoul's insults. Under Henley's cruelty, the chain is snapping and bending and breaking.
Call yourself an archer? Hitting a man without armor at point-blank range, you buffoon!
We were better off without you, Eric. I was glad you were gone.
Yeah, well, I'm going to... I'm not really. I'm about to cast Lightning Bolt. I think I'm going to hold myself back at the last moment and just turn it into a Firebolt instead.
Go on.
Okay. I pull the arrow out of my rib cage.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I snap it in front of his face and say, "What use is that? It's wood. Here is the fire of the weave."
And you're hitting him with...
Firebolt, 2d10 damage.
Oh,
that escalated.
Does it have to arrange attack to hit?
I rolled a 16.
No, my armor class is 17.
Okay,
oh,
so it bounces off you.
Ah, weakling, Eric. I read one of your play manuscripts. It was derivative.
I cast Lightning Bolt.
Are you like stepping it up? Eric unleashed. Bring it on!
Okay, 100 foot long and 5 foot wide. Massive spell.
Oh my God.
Each creature in the line must make a dexterity saving throw. You take 86 lightning damage on a failed save and half as much on a successful one.
Okay, well, my saving throw is 17.
And your DC is 16, right?
16.
Okay, so Henley saves, so takes half damage.
Oh, he ducks and rolls.
15, 3, so half of 23. That was actually low rolls.
That's 12 damage?
Yeah. 12, yeah. 12 damage for Henley. And with that final act of cruelty and...
I think it's more like a chain of stupidity.
Yeah.
Well, just as this was going on, was just had two of the links of the chain and clanging them together and saying, "Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself! Stop
yeah. hitting yourself!" And that insult tips it over the edge. And the ground shakes and the skies scorch and another infernal chain is broken.
Oh.
And you see Sansora just be like, "Yes, yes, happy boys, you are doing it!"
I stand up and I just wipe the blood off my torso and I say, "It was not derivative, it was an homage."
And meanwhile, we cut back to Glubrick in the middle of the fight. Yeah. In a rage, roll me another d20 to see if you can target the Cambians.
Okay, 21.
21, yeah. You target the Cambians, and are you using your axe? What are you doing?
Yeah, I think I've got my axe out.
Swing your axe. You roll me an attack roll.
14.
14, it clatters harmlessly off their armor, and the Lemures, they also, a new wave of them come out of the dune, and they all just fall over, stumbling over each other. And they're just in total disarray. It's absolute carnage, and the battle is turning in favor of the guards. And as they've blown their conch, you see in the distance through your raged eyes more shadowy figures coming over the dunes, wings flying, and the guards have called for reinforcements.
Okay.
You need to get this giant out pretty quick.
Am I still in rage?
Yeah, you got three natural ones in a row, so I think you're out. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep fighting.
But at least for this round, you were attacking the right people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back with you three, you've got two more chains to break.
Yeah. Sacrifice and suffering.
Let's go for the chain of suffering.
All right.
So Henley, having been hit with the lightning bolt, his hair is all standing on end. He's stumbling, his face is kind of singed, and he's smoking slightly. Steps over to the chain of suffering and says, "Is this enough?"
The chain starts to buckle. Yeah.
Henley goes, "You want to hear some true suffering?" And he takes out Eric's manuscript and starts reading.
Oh my God.
I cast lightning.
So, shields, Henley, roll me a dexterity saving throw.
He starts reading the first line. "Enter character unnamed, for his name shall be the thing we never learn."
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, what's it fracking is. Okay, I failed that dexterity save.
Oh my God, you failed it. Okay. I need to roll the
damage.
18.
18 damage.
That's very low though.
I mean, it's nearly there. Ooh. And he's going down, but he's still reading.
What?
"His eyes are light with a light we cannot understand and never know. Hear the blue of the sky reflected in its depths." Bullshit, Eric!
Great, yeah.
Takes you 6 pages for a character to say a line of dialogue!
Let me see it, Henley, let me see it. Whoa! Look to yonder distance inside minuscule tirade.
Yes, minuscule tirade.
Yeah. What does it even mean, Eric?
It's whatever you want it to mean.
And as you say, it's whatever you want it to mean. The ultimate artist get out. The chain of suffering shatters. You have one more chain left. Meanwhile, we cut back to Gloomery, wildly swinging his axe.
Covered in blood.
Still in a rage.
Having a nightmare. 13.
13.
Oh, well, sorry, yeah, it'd be a 13, so who am I hitting?
I'm going to say you can still go after the Cambians. You can still go after the right people. Roll me an attack roll.
Great.
With your great axe.
17.
17. Again, it clatters off the armor, and the reinforcements arrive, and two of them are going to take swings at you. One of them rolls a 14.
Nope.
And the other one rolls a 16.
Nope.
No, and yeah, their spears bounce off you. Can you make me a wisdom saving throw, please?
Mm-hmm. 12.
12. And actually, before I tell you what happens, let me know, can Glubrick be charmed whilst he's enraged?
No, he can't.
Okay, yeah, so the two attacks swing and miss, and then one of the Cambians, one of the devils, tries to charm you with its fiendish charm, but you just let out a mighty roar and savagely go for him.
Go straight for him.
Great, and we cut back to the happy boys at the final chain, and you can see Sansuri, he's like head and shoulder is now fully out of the sand, and he's being held by this one chain, the chain of sacrifice.
Yes, happy boys. Free me, happy boys.
Not free you until I have been given an apology. From both of you, how dare you insult my life's work in that way?
We only did it because of the chain thing, Eric. I...
Those insults came pretty quickly to mind, I noticed.
Oh, you're really very talented.
In fact, they were exactly the same as some of the reviews that the show has gotten. I'm beginning to suspect that you put those reviews up.
Well, you could get better at subtext.
But... How dare you? How's this for subtext?
All right, no!
I want an apology. Or I will kill you both where you stand.
Oh my God. And Sansuri steps in. He's just like, guys,
you stay out of this, big fella.
Oh, well, okay. You're angry. I was just going to support your argument.
Henley, what are you... We are sorry, Eric.
Give me that manuscript. You should never have taken it from me.
All right, Eric, all right.
Give it to me, now.
I hand you back the manuscript.
I take it. I just look at the first couple of pages. Skip to the end. Say one of the funny lines to myself. I place it on the chain. and I cast Firebolt.
Oh, you're burning your manuscript, one of your plays.
Yeah, it's the original.
What, which one?
The Mollusk's Dance.
Yeah, that's the one.
So you're burning the Mollusk's Dance.
Yes.
Okay, and as you cast Firebolt on it, the chains underneath the script starts to buckle and break. And yeah, I'm going to say that that is enough, you eviscerating your manuscript. And a shockwave is sent through the entire layer as this mighty shatter happens as the final chain breaks. The entire layer starts shaking and then suddenly falls silent. The battle stops. People are like stopping mid-swing and everyone turns and looks at Sansuri. And for the first time in over 1,000 years, he smiles. And his head starts to rise. A tidal wave of sand spills out. His mighty frame is rising higher and higher and higher until you guys have to crane your necks just to look up at his eye. And he stands taller than any mountain you had ever seen. And with a swing of his mighty fist, he just obliterates the devils that are charging. He obliterates the reinforcements, brushes them aside as if they're just ants. They're nothing. He lowers his hand and just lays it out flat to you guys.
Henley looks at the ashes of the manuscript. I liked the sequence in the Rose Garden.
I stole it from someone else.
Let's get on this giant hand.
Now, Gloobrick is presumably still raging somewhere on the hill.
Just fighting whatever's around me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the devils have all been killed, so...
Gloobrick, Gloobrick.
And what?
Gloobrick, sun's getting real low, big guy. Go and stroke his giant hand.
I'm like,
it's okay, it's okay,
all right.
It's okay.
Okay.
I stroke his tail with my tail.
Oh.
Time to go down for your nap.
I was so angry. I didn't mean to be angry.
It's okay, Gloobrick. It's okay.
It's all right.
Okay. Did I do it? Did I break the chains?
You did, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
You did exactly what was required of you.
Amazing, amazing. And I just get on and say, guys, come on, hurry up. Let's get on the sand.
Can we curl Gloobrick up and put him to sleep?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a toddler who's...
I'm so
tuckered out from the big fight. Yeah. And you look around and all of the lemures are just stood staring at this giant. And you have been able to do what they have failed to do for thousands of years. And they don't really have knees, but they drop to their kind of sludge legs. And they just, all of them, including Winthrop, they just start crying. And they just bow down to Sansuri. And Winthrop comes over to you, Eric. And he, with his little clay hand, he like scoops up some like lemur blood. And he just draws a C, the same tattoo on the giant on your chest. Thank you, happy boys. We can finally take back this lair and kill Commander Girl.
Are we on his hand?
Yeah.
You're on his hand and he raises you up to eye level and you are like hundreds of meters off the floor.
Oh, wow.
Like it's petrifying. You are so high.
Hello.
Greetings, happy boys.
Please keep your voice down. Gloobrick's napping.
Sorry.
Okay, it's hard to get him down and we really don't want to disturb him.
There's a lot of...
He'll be fussy.
Yes, there's a lot of anger in that man.
He's working through some issues.
Oh, I see. Happy boys. I just want to thank you. You have broken the trench, and I am now free. I will seek my revenge on Commander Girl. Thank you.
And don't forget, you made a promise to us.
I have forgotten. Remind me.
Well, you said that you would let us go through the portal.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. That's still a thing, yeah.
Okay, great. Can you take us to the, not to be indelicate, but to the top of your mother's corpse?
why would I want to go there?
That's the finish line of the race. We need to get there. Oh, sorry.
Command Girl has made the finish line of the race the top of my mother's corpse.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
I'll make certain you channel your angers in the right place. Mm.
I am in your debt, happy boys. Come, I believe you have a race to win.
Ah.
Can we climb inside his ear like BFG?
Yeah, if you want to sit inside his ear, yeah, you could do that. He like puts you up to his little ear.
Just what living a childhood dream.
Yeah. And you can see like thousands more lemurs from the heights. They're all just coming out of the dunes and they're just charging towards this colossus. And you've kind of rallied kind of lemur army behind you. They are kind of standing in the shadow of this colossus, and Sansuri starts like moving towards the mountain of his petrified mother, and he breaks into a run, and each step he just pounds into the sand, and it is shaking the layer. Even it's shaking like the nine hells to its core. That's how big this guy is. And with every step he gains more and more and more speed, and you guys all are gripping tighter to anything you can hold on to keep you from falling off. And he is thundering towards the finish line. And it looks like the Happy Boys are back in the race.
Oh, yeah!
Thank you for listening to episode 27 of Hell or High Rollers. My name is Dave Hearn, and I am your games master. Ellie Morris was playing Ghoul, Chris Leese was Glubrick, Henry Shields was Henley Whispers, and Adam Megiddo as Eric Sanguinius. If you've enjoyed this episode, as usual, please leave a review, and for more content, including an entire side campaign run by the wonderful Henry Shields, then sign up to our Patreon, where you can get a whole host of wonderful little goodies. The link can be found in our episode description. Now, a special thanks goes out to our amazing fans, who have given us some amazing content, items, and names used in our episodes. People like G, Angela Hill, Pepper Moose, Will, Debbie Yee, George Etteridge, Emma, Python with a zero, Michaela Wee, Libby H, and Anna Edelston. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram at Hell or High Rollers and Twitter /X at Hell or High Pod. The show is produced by the wonderful Gareth Tempest, and the title song you're listening to right now is by my good friend Max Runham. Thank you and good night. When you get through 9 letters of hell, you have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.